Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Pep Philpott. Flags are flying at half-mast across Russia as the country observes a day of mourning for the victims of Moscow's deadly attack. More than 130 people died when gunmen opened fire inside a concert hall Friday night. Today, at the site of the shooting, hundreds of people are lining up to place a rose on a growing floral tribute.
Solidarnost with such a big горем.
We stand in solidarity with such great sorrow, says this mourner. This pain cannot be expressed in words, he says. President Vladimir Putin says all the suspects have been detained and he's vowing retribution. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, which is Russia's deadliest in two decades. Meanwhile, Poland activated its air force as western Ukraine and Kyiv came under a massive Russian attack overnight. Russia's been pounding Ukraine, with today being the third intense bombardment in the last 4 days. Dominic Valaitis has the details.
Air raid sirens sound in Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. Another pre-dawn Russian air assault, the third in a week. Again, residents were forced to take shelter in the city's metro stations. Officials say Russia launched more than 50 missiles and drones on Ukraine. Three-quarters were taken out by the country's air defences. The attack on Kyiv caused only minor damage, but officials in the western region of Lviv say critical infrastructure there was also targeted. Poland says one of Russia's cruise missiles briefly violated its airspace, forcing it to activate its air force. Poland is a NATO ally. This latest attack comes after Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones on Friday, which hit Ukraine's largest dam and left more than a million people without power. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
To Nigeria now, where about half of the nearly 300 school children kidnapped more than 2 weeks ago have now been released. Trisha Kindleman has the details.
The senator from the region, Uba Sani, announced the news on X, saying the abducted Kariga school children are released and unharmed. 287 students were abducted on March 7th, about 300 kilometers northwest of the Nigerian capital of Abuja. The group behind the kidnapping demanded nearly $700,000 U.S. for the safe return of the students. Since 2022, the government has refused to pay any ransoms. Senator Sani only said the work of national security agencies resulted in the successful outcome in this case. The abduction tactic has been adopted by criminal networks operating in the region. The government may not pay ransoms, but the ongoing kidnappings sometimes result in families selling property or other items to raise funds to pay the ransom themselves. Trisha Kindleman, CBC News, Toronto.
Here at home, some of the biggest names in Canadian music are in Halifax this weekend for the 2024 Juno Awards. Here's Eli Glasner with this preview of tonight's ceremony.
After a week of shows, it's time for the biggest night in Canada's music industry. Always been loud. Montreal's Charlotte Cardin has already won Pop Album of the Year, but she's up for many more Junos and is performing. Juno Award-winning producer Sean Everett has worked with Miley Cyrus and The Killers, but he's really psyched about the host, Nelly Furtado, opening the show with her biggest hits.
I'm excited. I think Nelly Furtado is like one of the dopest Canadian artists of all time. So just glide, glide
at your backbones. The Junos will also make history, inducting the first rapper into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, Maestro Fresh West. And the Bee Gees, who already won Rock Album of the Year, are promising a powerful performance of their mega hit, Blame Brett. Other performers include Jeremy Dutcher, Punjabi pop musician Karan Aujla, and Ottawa's Talk. Eli Glasner, CBC News, Halifax.
CBC Radio and Television will broadcast tonight's ceremony beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's your World This Hour. I'm Pep Philpott.